On Capitol Hill today, a special team of Environmental Protection Agency workers is cleaning the Hart Senate office building. The building was contaminated with anthrax spores from a letter addressed to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Hundreds of sites inside the building tested positive for the bacteria, most in Daschle's offices. Today, the EPA is trying a new process to decontaminate those rooms. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It looks like a construction project. The facade of the Hart building is blocked off, tubes running out into black vats a story tall, and a big red machine that looks like a still. Police and firefighters stand by as EPA workers monitor the equipment and the building. Rich Rupert is the EPA operation coordinator.
There's a number of people that are right outside the various entrances that we've sealed off, and they're taking measurements. There's tubes that go into the building where they can collect samples remotely.
The workers are pumping chlorine dioxide gas into Daschle's office suite. They'll maintain a high concentration of the poison for at least 12 hours. They think that will kill all the anthrax bacteria there. The EPA has never done an operation like this one. For more than a month, workers have been using the Brentwood Mail Sorting Facility, also contaminated with anthrax spores, as a test area. They're figuring out as they go along what works to kill the potentially lethal bacteria. Last night, they started many hours later than they'd planned because, Rupert says, some think a certain level of humidity must be reached for the chlorine dioxide gas to work well.
There's some debate among the scientists actually what the relative humidity does. We don't know if it conducts the chlorine dioxide better to the spores or if it's something in the chemistry. What we know, though, is that it's also a requirement when you use paraformaldehyde and a lot of other fumigants. So it seems like it's common.
And it's not physically easy either, Rupert says. The workers inside the building have to wear full-body moon suits with scuba tanks and full face masks.
We haven't cleared the rest of the building, so we have to assume that it's still contaminated with anthrax.
The workers must wash themselves down with chlorine bleach when they come out of the building. At times, there's just a whiff of chlorine in the air outside, but that's from the bleach wash, not from the poison gas inside. Not that your nose could tell the difference. That's why the EPA has the TAGA van, that's Trace Atmospheric Gas Analyzer, a converted school bus outfitted with the most sensitive air testing equipment in the world. Rod Turpin is a chemist on the van.
The task here is to assure the community, assure the agency, that the chlorine gas and the chlorine dioxide are not leaving the building in concentrations that may be harmful.
The idea is to keep concentrations very high inside the office to kill the anthrax there, and very low outside the building so as not to kill anything else. Right now, the TAGA van is seeing chlorine gas outside at 76 parts per trillion, a level so low, Turpin says, that no other equipment would be able to detect it.
So if you have a trillion tennis balls, white tennis balls, and 76 of them are yellow, we can see the 76.
When you go out, just watch your head.
Inside the van, there's a little office in the back, a microwave and fridge, and what looks like a copy machine with extra tubes running through holes in the van to the air outside. The machine pulls in a sample of air and zaps it with light and vibrates it, all of this to determine its specific qualities or fingerprint. That's how they tell what's in the air. At the front of the bus, behind the driver, two men are hunched over desks staring into flat-screen computers. One is chemist John Wood, who watches the peaks and troughs of a real-time graph scroll across the screen.
The second panel down is the concentration of chlorine dioxide in parts per trillion by volume.
Next to him is a mathematician who's crunching the raw data down into ratios and statistics. As the van circles the Hart building at 5 miles an hour, the chemists see all of the different atoms and molecules that make up the air outside, including their own exhaust. The EPA is monitoring the process so minutely because the tiniest leak in the seal around Daschle's office would mean a health scare for the community and the workers. The poisonous chlorine dioxide gas and the anthrax spores must stay inside. Just a broken window could cause a disaster. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.